Twitter bots and Russian trolls appear to have a new target, vaccine safety. That's what we learned from a new study published in the American Journal of Public Health. That study found that the same kind of Russian online mischief that tried to influence the 2016 election is now being used to sow division and confusion in Western countries about the safety of vaccines. The researchers examined 1.7 million tweets published between 2014 and 2017. David Broniatowski teaches in the School of Engineering and Applied Science at George Washington University. He led the research for this study. Tell us, first of all, David, what kind of messages you were seeing online about vaccines?
We saw a wide range of different types of messages. On one hand, we saw, perhaps most surprisingly, messages from identified Russian trolls, and those messages seemed to be both pro-vaccine and anti-vaccine in equal amounts. We saw messages from a type of Twitter bot known as a content polluter that seemed to be associated with attempts to spread spam or unsolicited commercial content and malware or computer viruses. Then obviously we saw a lot of very sincere messages from normal human beings as well.
What tipped you off that Russian trolls and bots were behind a lot of these?
Well, this whole study started because we were trying to explore whether social media could be used as a more effective means of communication to see if we could more accurately communicate the risks and benefits of vaccines. And one of the first things that we observed was that although survey data show a very strong consensus regarding safety and efficacy of vaccines in the United States, there were quite a few more tweets that expressed anti-vaccine sentiment. Mm. And so we wanted to really understand why that may be the case. And that led us to start looking at whether anti-vaccine content might have been somehow amplified through bots. And once we started looking at bots, we decided to start looking as well at similar troll accounts, because trolls tend to use bot accounts and vice versa.
Right.
And one of the things that jumped right out of the data was that the Russian troll accounts tweeted about vaccines about 22 times more often than the average Twitter user.
Your study showed that the trolls were connected to the Internet Research Agency. Remind us what that is.
So the Internet Research Agency is a Russian organization, a Russian company that has been associated with prior propaganda efforts, perhaps best known in the context of the 2016 U.S. election. And the tweets that we analyzed were actually identified by NBC News back in January. NBC had linked those tweets to the Internet Research Agency. So therefore, we were able to determine that the Russian trolls identified in that data set were indeed promoting messages about vaccines.
Give us some examples of the messages, both pro and con vaccine, that you saw.
One of the anti-vaccine messages says something along the lines of, only the elite get clean vaccines, what do us normal people get? Which kind of sounds weird in the context of the American discourse. Mm. In addition to that, you'll see a lot of retweeting of anti-vaccine messages from other non-troll sources that are simply being amplified by the trolls. On the other hand, you may see somebody saying something along the lines of, if you say that vaccines cause autism, you can't be my friend, I will stop following you, or something like that. That might be an example of a pro-vaccine tweet. Nevertheless, it is an angry pro-vaccine tweet that seems to be promoting discord and seeking a response.
Were you able to determine whether this intentional online confusion about vaccines was at all effective?
That's a great question. We did not look at the outcome of this sort of behavior because we didn't measure the behaviors of people vaccinating per se. That's outside the scope of our study. Mm. What we were simply doing was analyzing people's Twitter behavior. However, it is a well-known research finding that people who are exposed to these sorts of messages are more likely to be hesitant, are more likely to delay. And so there's every reason to believe that this may have been the case when it comes to these particular Twitter messages.
David, you and your team discovered these bots and trolls on Twitter. What's Twitter doing about this?
I have not been in contact with Twitter, so I don't know if they are taking any specific measures regarding these particular bots and trolls. However, Twitter has deleted several of the Russian troll accounts, including those in the data sets that we drew on for the study. As I mentioned, our study was based on historical data that was stored inside an archive that we had been collecting since 2014. And Twitter is certainly very actively involved in trying to remove accounts that have been identified as bots and trolls.
David Broniatowski teaches in the School of Engineering and Applied Science at George Washington University. He led the research for a study that appeared this week in the American Journal of Public Health on bots and trolls from Russia stoking the pro and anti-vaccine debate. David, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.